If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Cacao, cacao, cacao.
The rock says.
Cacao.
Begging the rock to make you famous. Well, the rock says your dream has finally come true.
All right, joining us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line with Brad Thompson, Chris Ron, Jim Anthony Stalter is the Battle Hawks team president, Kurt Hunziker. And Kurt, love having you back on these airwaves. I know we talked to you a lot last year and an unfortunate end to the XFL season, but The Rock and his agency have purchased the XFL. Is this good news? Should we get excited? What are you hearing?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I am still officially the former team president. I have not been contacted by anybody, so I am patiently waiting for my name to be called again. I could play center field also.
Maybe you might need to. Yeah.
I think it needs to be done. This was a bit of a surprise in the timing. We knew this week was going to be the auction week. But, you know, I would say I am cautiously optimistic just because there's absolutely nothing St. Louis, the community, the fan base, our partners did anything to disqualify us. And I always thought that this was a great, the proof of concept was clearly there. The pandemic just snuffed us out, and someone was going to buy a very desirable asset that could easily work in a bubble environment for a year and then go back to drawing tens of thousands of fans, you know, once the quote unquote new normal begins. So I've always been cautiously optimistic. I'm an optimist at heart, but I still think there has to be a lot. There's still a lot more to do this week before I think everything is final, but it's a good start, that's for sure.
So, like, walk us through some of those things to do, Kurt. Like, what are some of the next steps? Because there's obvious excitement, just people here were clamoring for the XFL. You know, you were on Twitter all morning. Everybody's hashtag cacaw left and right. Like, people are pumped up and excited. But what are some of these hurdles that you're kind of talking about that need to be done?
Well, it's just the mechanics of the bankruptcy court. And I would just as soon talk about taking out my spleen as to understand how a bankruptcy court works. But there's still a lot. I mean, it's still the closing date is set for this Friday. That's been widely reported. You know, Coach Hayes is actually on the committee, so he probably has a much better line of sight. But there's just some mechanics that goes through on the sale that still has to be done. But you need to have someone who wants to bid on it. And that's clear. And there is, you know, clearly the bid price, but the energy that I think that Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia just all day really hyping it up on social media. That's, you want to see that. You want to see whoever comes in to purchase the XFL, or if they even continue to call it that, who knows? You want them to have that energy, because that's what a lot of us had as it was happening. So hopefully there is, you know, nary a we won't lose too many beats as we get back into it. And I'm saying we just because I'd love to be a part of it. But again, I have no official role whatsoever right now.
Well, that's what I was wondering is, when this all went down several months ago, was there ever a conversation like, you know, look, here's what's going to happen here. If this picks back up, expect a call. You said you haven't gotten anything like that, but did they tell you to expect maybe something down the line to happen?
No. On April 10th, when we all simultaneously got whacked, that was it. That was the last outside of returning, you know, equipment and cleaning out my office at Lou Fuse Athletic Training Center. That was it. So there's been no conversations of we'd like to have you back. Nothing.
Okay. So as far as this moving forward, and you talked about Rock, I think the one thing about him that's maybe the most important element is how popular he is. And people like him. I think it's universally. I'm not sure there are a whole lot of people in America that don't really like Dwayne Johnson. And if there are, I don't know who they are. So how important is it to have somebody like him now attached to this whole thing?
You make an excellent, excellent point. I think from a brand equity, that helps the XFL. it takes a little bit of the sting off of the fact that in reality, twice it tried to launch and twice it never really succeeded. And one time was due to a pandemic, the most recent time due to a pandemic that no one could have possibly forecasted. It was going to work, and I'll say that and scream that until my dying days. But having someone like Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia and Redwood Capital involved, I mean, they don't mess around. It's not like this is certainly a very serious investment. And I also enjoy the fact that they own a production company, Seven Bucks, that produced Ballers and HBO, which I referenced in that tweet this morning. And legitimately, I watched three episodes on Saturday night. And that's just really uncanny that played out that way. But he gets the content. And the team here in St. Louis, where I had daily engagements on, Matt King and Danny Gerber and Zan, did such an excellent job of engaging the players and creating that content that our fans wanted. And, we took all of our cues from the St. Louis community, and that helped us build, the first homegrown pro football team. And they've been very active on social media today. And so I would like to think that if this sale does go through to them, that it's more than just the eight teams in those games. There is a full 365-day brand that they want to build, because that's what we were starting to do. We should have been doing now leading up to the 2021 season. And that I think is a really exciting aspect of this potential buyer for sure.
The former team president of the St. Louis Battlehawks, Kurt Hunziker, joining us right now to discuss the Rock and his agency group purchasing the XFL. Kurt, you had just said you would, essentially paraphrasing here, stand on the table, say the XFL was working, it was going to work. If they do this reboot, and obviously you're part of it, and St. Louis retains its football team, what do you think needs to be the biggest focal point moving forward for not only the St. Louis branch of the XFL, but the XFL as a whole? So things that you guys learned that were both positive and potentially negative, but something that you can also build upon from the XFL last year?
No, that's an excellent question, too. There is so much potential of each of these teams to play a very prominent role in building the game at the grassroots level, and specifically with youth players. And we were just starting to scratch that in St. Louis. And the other 17 presidents, that was always a goal. Year one was, let's just get 10 games each on TV, quality play. The football was of paramount importance, just because you had to have good football for the rest of it to work. It was like the exact inverse of the XFL in 2001, where it was all about the marketing, the hype, and the football was secondary. Here it was completely flipped the other way around. And that, because the football was good, if not really entertaining, the rules were really, really good, in my opinion. And, catching on, I know the Citadel used the XFL rules for its spring game. The tail was going to be the marketing and all the stuff that we could do in the community. And, I had dreams of branding all the youth football teams, both tackle and flag, as Battle Hawks, and all the different iterations of Battle Hawks that we heard out in the marketplace. My favorite still being Swordbirds. But just having that ability of building the brand in conjunction and in collaboration with the community, very few of the eight teams were really digging in on that. We were, from a grassroots standpoint, we were pretty hell-bent, and so we served as a guinea pig, and we learned a lot of what worked and what didn't during our, leading up to the season. And so there's a lot of key learnings. I mean, there's, again, the institutional knowledge of the eight teams and the executives that ran, the eight franchises that can supply to whoever ends up buying the league and whoever ends up running these eight teams or potentially more, I have no idea. There's a lot of key learnings and great information that we've already written. I I've talked about my massive recap. A lot of teams had other similar recaps. I mean, this was working. This was clearly working, and there's a really good path, and we were always learning and evolving, and I'm just excited that there's the potential that it could come back.
Yeah, Kurt, I love the fact that you talk about the grassroots, and I know that you guys were out at tons of prep football games and just trying to build that, and it worked. All that stuff worked. And I love the fact that you have that idea for it, and I'm right there with you and rooting for you and rooting for this to happen because I know how much you care about it and love it. You have the grassroots aspect, Kurt, and then you're able to serve the general public, too, by having the broadcast partners that the XFL had. I mean, it really does seem like a perfect package, and I would have to think if this thing does get up again and get rolling again, that with The Rock behind it, you're probably going to have similar partners when it comes to a broadcast side.
I agree with you. And I think with streaming taking on more and more of an active role and the fact that The Rock from a personality and a following crosses every possible demographic. He really is extraordinarily well known with young kids who are on Twitch. He obviously has the Titan Games on NBC. I mean, there's a lot of different avenues that he could take this and the proposed new ownership can take this. And that flexibility when you're still trying to put the foundational elements, get them really rooted and ground, that plus the grassroots outreach in markets that love football and crave professional football, that's a winning combination. And that speaks to why I've always been more than somewhat hellbent that St. Louis is a great football town. I think there's an awesome asset. St. Louis should be considered a significant asset in this sale, and I hope it has been. I'm not reading all the documents. I have no insights as to what is being articulated to any prospective bidders or potential buyer, but there's no way that we disqualified ourselves from being even the hub of whatever the bubble tournament is. I mean, I would jump up and down on a table to, offer St. Louis up to do that as well, just because I know firsthand, I saw it, I experienced it. I had the goosebumps on the 23rd of February and the 29th of February. It was working here. And I just like the fact that while there are no guarantees in life, it's not dead yet. It's still very much alive.
Well, speaking of this city, if it does, in fact, come back and everything works out, do you think there's still the amount of momentum that there was back in February and March and when you were getting ready to nearly sell out that L.A. game?
You guys are really killing it with good questions. Yes, I think there should be, but I would also, it really depends on the structure. If you're starting over completely from scratch, which any ownership group can obviously do that, you may have to reinvent the wheel a little bit. Whereas I would argue the 22 of us that, comprise the business operations team, we would hit the ground running at, 200,000 miles per hour. And, I think those are the fun conversations. Those are the dreams that we've been dreaming of. Hey, maybe when the auction happens in August, we can get the band back together. No one's required to do that. But I think that would go a long way of maybe incentivizing or spurring the community and the very fun, vocal, awesome social following that we had to do what they did last year and be really the advocates for us. I mean, mind you, not once did we officially ever say caw-caw. Ever. That was born entirely of the St. Louis community and our awesome fans. And I always said, and Matt King and others would, Mark Taylor, Stully, everybody would say, are we officially going to say this, Mike? No, because it's like mom and dad saying it becomes
unbelievable. Good call.
Let's continue to celebrate it. But, the second I start yelling caw-caw, and I can do it now because I don't work there anymore. But, second, I did it while in the official capacity. It's like we always felt like I would kill it. like the cousin Oliver from Brady Bunch, I would have ruined it. So that just speaks to, I think just the birth and how that became a thing here really speaks to St. Louis should be, the capital of whatever rebirth XFL 3.0 or whatever you want to call it could be, whether it starts in 21 or 22.
Kurt, we hope to hear from you again at some point. We hope that you're going to be involved again in the XFL. We hope that it's right here in St. Louis. You guys did a great job. Your entire team did. We know Stully very well. We know he did a great job. I don't want to shortchange anybody with the St. Louis Battlehawks, and we greatly hope that we're going to be working with you guys again at some point, because we thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was cut way too soon.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and thanks again for having me, and you know, this was so much fun. The build was the fun part, and it's like we left the house with the frames up, and you know, maybe a bathroom was roughed in. We just felt like there was just so much more to do, and getting to do it with the St. Louis community is like working hand in hand. You don't get that opportunity a lot, and you know, that's why I've always been envious of what the MLS guys are getting ready to do. And that's going to be a lot of fun next week with their brand launch. And, you know, if pro football can come back in some way, shape, or form over the next however many months, then, man, St. Louis is right back in it.
Well said. Kurt, thank you so much. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again.
Excellent, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Kurt Hunziker, the former team president of the St. Louis Battlehawks.